I knew they couldn't take the race off the winner.
No.
You know, the protest, fair enough, but was never going to get the protest, no.
Yeah. Look, Corey Brown's $1.90, Jean Van Overmeer $4.20, Ty England $6.50, Glyn's at $8.50, Hieronymus at $9, and then he got $17 or longer. So the $8.50 for Glyn might be some value there for you today for the Jockey Challenge. Excellent.
Yeah, I'll have a good look in a minute.
All right. Thanks, right, Gary. Have a good day.
Plenty of winners. And few short ones, but it's a good day's racing, really. You know,
yeah.
Like, the quality's good. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, a couple of the top yonks aren't here, but plenty of the good ones are.
No, fantastic. And we look forward to your late mail right through the day, mate. Have a nice day. Stay cool.
Thanks,
where
Gary.
You can. See you, mate.
Good luck, matey.
Gary Harley there, giving us the good oil there for the meeting at Wyong today. And we'll be having Mitch Manners and Trent Langskow giving us the tab movers there at around 20 to 1 this afternoon. Mitch will be our caller at Wyong today. Right on 10:30 here at Sky Sports Radio. In just a moment, it is Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Who let the
dogs out? Sky Sports Radio presents the latest in greyhound racing every Monday morning. Going Greyhounds host Dave Carlson speaks with owners, trainers and club officials and spots the future winners. Monday mornings, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Warrawing Needy retired the fastest horse on the planet. A brilliant horse with blistering speed has left the gate in 25 twos, a time rarely heard of. Visit yerribee.com.au. On Sky Sports Radio. Pacing Rewind is brought to you by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to comedyequine.com.au.
29 to 11 Sky Sports Radio. Fred Hastings doing a Chasing and Pacing Rewind harness part of. Fred, good morning.
Good morning to you, Kev. Hello, everybody.
Do we mention the football or not?
Like the war, don't mention the war. No, look, mention the football.
Rooster's gone.
There's bigger things happening in the world than a game of football. I was pretty cut up rough last night, the way the Roosters played and the way they bowed out. I thought Cowboys were superb. And that's it for me for another 6 months. So roll on March.
Yeah, welcome to the off season. I've been there for a few weeks, but Cowboys extraordinary. Yeah. I think most people thought they couldn't beat Cronulla, that they couldn't beat Parramatta, and that they couldn't beat the Roosters.
An enormous amount of self-belief, I think. Once they beat Cronulla, I think that was the turning point for them. They actually believed, well, hang on, we can do this. And remember, they were lucky. Yeah, when I say lucky, I mean there was an expectation that St George would take that eighth spot. All they had to do was beat Canterbury.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen in round 26. Cowboys scraped in, and it's kind of a fairy tale. When you consider mid-season, when Jonathan Thurston was ruled out, there was a real line of thinking, well, that's the Cowboys' season done. But Michael Morgan has been unbelievable, backed up by people like Kane Linnett, Jason Taumalolo. Some of those backs have been superb. Cohen Hess, look.
Yeah.
I don't know that they can beat Melbourne, but I tell you what, I'm not prepared to write them off the way they've gone through the final series.
Yeah, I think that everybody now has a team to support, because I don't think many people, unless you love the Storm, I don't think many people support them, and I think we'll all be going for the Cowboys, but they'll probably need a bit of luck to get through it. So anyway, let's chat.
That's it. Let's talk something I want to talk about.
All right, let's not mention the Roosters being bundled out again.
Again, thank you.
Let's chat about racing last night. Talk us through it.
All right, well, we've had a pretty busy week, and just quickly back through the week that was. Nathan Turnbull, back to Tuesday, Team Tritton landed a double at the Menangle meeting, and Nathan Turnbull a double at Bathurst. Kevin Pizzuto and Toddy McCarthy picked up doubles at Penrith on Thursday. Wagga on Friday, Shane Hillier 2, Cameron Hart is driving in good form, the young fella, he got 2. Last night at Newcastle, Mick and Nathan Zereb, father and son team, picked up a double in the opening couple of races. And what about this? I think this is a pretty unique situation. Mitchell Reese, he drove 4 winners last night. Now, you sort of say, well, you know, 4 winners, drivers do that, jockeys do that. But Mitchell drove his 4 winners for 4 different trainers, and I think that truly expresses that he is in the freelance realm when he's picked up 4 different drives for 4 different trainers and saluted on them. So well done to Mitchell, and I bet those 4 trainers are very happy. Whilst at headquarters last night, Brendan Barnes, he landed a double on the program. But last night we had a good group, three mares race, and Riviera, Miss Riviera Bell won that for the Tritons. She's racing in great form, and the race that followed was the fast class race, and it was a real tooth and nail battle.
The leader, Ego Dan, coming at it is Galactic Star. Double of It was trying to make a line of three by G Blazin, and Cullen's getting his second win, trying to stay on, and then conned again. But Galactic Star hit the lead. Ego Dan is coming back at it. It's Galactic Star just in front. Oh, gee, maybe Galactic Star, a nostril, an eyelash, a pimple, something. Might have just bloused Ego Dan. It's a photo finish. Blazin and Cullen got going again to grab third, and then you had Cond again. Double.
An eyelash. Love it, Fred. Some of your best work there. You've got your man's ready to chat to, mate.
All right. Well, Luke McCarthy was the man driving like a man, inspired to get Galactic Star home. Very awkward finish there. It was only just the barest possible margin for you, Luke, but you got to Galactic Star, the race favourite, across the line.
Yeah, good morning, Freddie. He's racing really well, and you know, he had to, you know, try his butt off last night, and he tried all the way to the line, so he went super.
The good thing is he did a bit of work early too, Luke, and he had to breeze, but he still found enough. Both first and second runs were fantastic, and I even thought the third was Blazin and Cullen. He attacked the line after looking that he was going to drop out, but it was a real tough effort last night.
Yeah, it was, Freddie. It was, at least it shows that he can do that work in his races. He led at his first run, and, you know, to sit outside him over the long trip's always a hard task, and he handled it, you know, handled it well. And Ego Dan's been in really good form as well, so he's always hard to beat.
He's made it back-to-back wins. He's got a very good record. He's won 19 from 34 with 10 minors. He's been a real good horse. And I was just looking at his record before. He's got an amazing record from the stand. I think he's finished no farther back than second from a standing start, and he's won about five or six. He's pretty adaptable.
Yeah, he's a lovely little horse, and that's like Greg and Sky sent him across to the East Coast to sort of just to see where he's at and have a crack at some of the better races. And, you know, at this stage, it looks like he'll handle it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did he find his way across? Was it a predetermined move to you know, give him a bit of serious racing with a view to what he can do going forward?
Yeah, well, Greg and Sky sort of, there wasn't a hell of a lot on at home just at the moment. And with all the good free-for-all races in Sydney on every week, give him an opportunity to see if he'd handle them in angle-style racing. And also with the Victorian Cup date move to October and probably not going to be as strong as what it has in previous. Thought that, you know, that would be his aim if he measured up.
So that's his goal. His end game at the moment is looking eyeing off the Victoria Cup.
Yeah, Freddie. He'll have one more run in Sydney, and then the Victorian Cup.
All right. Well, he did plenty of work last night, and it suggests that he's going to be right up there in the mix in a good race like that. Of course, the other hat that you wear is one of the owners of Cobbity Equine Farm, and I must thank them because they sponsor Pacing Rewind, and they sponsor our updates on radio. And if they're wanting to sponsor a race caller, I'm available, Luke. But but I mean, tell us a bit about Cobbity Equine Farm. You and wife Belinda set it up in 2011.
Look, Freddie, we've been in Sydney now for since 2011 and more just the training side of it. We've had, you know, such a good run since we've been here, and more of the other part we've branched out this year is standing the stallions. As everyone knows, Bling It On had the accident back in June in Brisbane, and, you know, while he was doing his rehab, we thought it'd be a good idea for him to stand a season at stud. And, you know, because he's here, we can also have him working up. He spends a lot of time in the water walker here and doing his work. So, you know, we've been collecting him, and he's going really good. He's had a lot of bookings already. And, you know, and for a reason, stand alongside him, who's already proven. And, you know, he only got 130 mares last year, and he's got a lot of bookings this year already, so it's going really well, Freddie.
It's something you did with For a Reason too, wasn't it? He had a stint away from the racetrack, and he served and made a comeback and made a very successful comeback. And Bling It On, of course, I guess, enforced through that fall. But again, as you say, serving and then hopefully comes back at some point.
Yeah, well, probably with For a Reason, he went a miss as a four-year-old and. Mm-hmm. And we stood in the season at stud. And at that time, he earned 300,000. And when he come back from the season at stud, he went on to win a million and paced him 149. So it gave us confidence that it wouldn't affect his racing career. And that's what we thought was Bling It On. We'll for a reason, seemed to come back better than ever, and you know, it didn't affect him, so we thought we'll give it a go with Bring It On as well.
And both stallions, the good thing is they're all sort of lined up for all the major futurity races as well, aren't they? Their progeny.
Yeah, and just with the way Yana's racing in South Wales is moving forward with all the breeding bonuses and everything, it's a great time to breed. And with these two stallions, they're sons of Art Major and American Ideal, which, you know, but they're the affordable sort of stallions, and they've got the runs on the board. And, you know, I'm sure if these horses had their record, if they had USA behind them, you know, they'd be standing at the 6,000 and 7,000. But, you know, that's just
what do you got them at, Blue?
They're Bring It For a Reason's at 2,750 and Bring It On's at 3,000. But you get they both get the colonial discount of 500, and
okay.
You know, and they also, you can get multiple mares discounts, so they do come very affordable.
And For a Reason, he threw a number of winners. He had a good season last season.
He did, Freddie. From his first crop, he only had 33 foals, and you know, out of that, he's got three group winners. And you know, and probably the quality of his wasn't as good his first season. So, you know, you'll see his next crop as yearlings next year. So he hopefully can throw some more nice horses.
And just on the you know, Cobbett Equine Farm, it's not just set aside as a harness racing property. You take on horses for rehabilitation and adjustment and the like.
Yeah, for sure. We do a fair bit with some thoroughbreds. Mostly just pre-training in the water walker, and you know, the water walker's been a great asset for us, just sort of freshening them up and that. But yeah, no, any form of horses we love, and now we're happy to sort of do the work with.
Fantastic. Well, it's good to have you on board as a sponsor, but certainly from your own perspective, and for the sport of harness racing, it's good to have, you know, that type of establishment set up, and particularly, you know, locally, from a local sense, you know, horses like Bling It On and For a Reason standing. All right. Well, Luke, thanks for your time, and keep up the good work. I look forward to following the fortunes of Galactic Star, no doubt, as you say, one more run, and then eyeing off Melbourne. What about other horses, some of the other stars in the barn?
We've got Matt Doro's back fast working, Freddie.
Yep.
He's we're really high on his horse. He sort of had a big year, you know, for what he'd done, and yeah, second in Orange Smith Mall, and he put on 20 kilos while he was spelling. He looks amazing. So
yep.
We're looking for a really good summer with him. He'll be just set for all the mile races. We feel he's a better miler than a distance horse, so he'll be set for the mile races. And most importantly, Bling It On, he seems really well. He's down as a dollar, so he's working back up at the moment. We're hoping that, you know, he could be back to the races after Christmas.
Fantastic. Well, that is good news, because it was a pretty terrible incident that back mid-year, and he's well and truly on the mend. Luke, thanks for joining me. Best wishes to Belinda, and we'll catch up.
Thanks, Brady.
Good on you, Luke McCarthy there, Kev. It's a state-of-the-art facility at Cobbett. It's and not just, as I said, restricted to you know, the standard breds. They take on thoroughbreds for pre-training, spelling, adjustment, and rehab. So it's quite, as the name suggests, Equine Farm. It sounds like a good place. Maybe you should go visit and spend some time there.
What, it's for retired old horses, is it?
It's a retired old race caller, more like it. Just some news, Kev, if I can.
Yeah, sure.
We saw on Friday some very good performances, and Luke touched on the Victoria Cup as being a race, you know, and the carnival's coming up, of course, with the Inter-Dominion. Some real good performances. Mr. Mojito, Amaretto, they were very strong at Melton on Friday night, and Chicago Bull was dominant with a capital D at Gloucester Park. So there's some real good horses there. I've got to mention Yaya's Hotspot. Shane and Lauren Tritton took it to Penrith, and they trialled it before the first race, just a solo trial. Not an official time trial, but they decided they really wanted to blow the cobwebs out and just see where his fitness was at. Now, the record for 17.20 at Penrith under race conditions was 155.2. Yaya's Hotspot came out and was given a searching hit out by Lauren Tritton and ran 153.6, took 1.6 off the official track record. And ironically, later in the night, the Trittons, with Myrona Gold, a mare, came out and ran 154 and a fraction to actually eclipse the official track record, but they kind of broke it twice in the one night, although Yaya's hotspot time obviously wouldn't be recognised. And just quickly, they, you know, people, I did notice some commentary on social media, why would they run a horse 153.6 in a trial, a solo trial? Well, Shane and Lauren Tritton, they're the trainers. I think they've got a pretty good record and know what they're doing. And Shane was adamant he wanted to see what the horse could do to gauge his, you know, progress in terms of this campaign. So far be it, I won't be questioning his techniques. The horse had a real good hit out, looked good after the trial, and that was Yaya's hotspot. So he's getting ready for some big races, of course, coming up in the coming months. So that's pretty much all I've got for you, Kev. Apart from today, massive day at Yagara with 10 races. The Canola Cup heats, 5 heats. It's one of the real good races on the New South Wales calendar, and it's the highlight of today. 10 races and 5 heats of the Canola Cup.
Yeah, Mick Dumas, you're giving us the preview there from Yagara after 11 o'clock this morning. So we look forward to that. Thank you, Fred.
Kevin, been a pleasure as always, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, mate. Fred Hastings there with the harness part of Chasing and Pacing Rewind at 14 to 11. Just a moment. Dave Carlson talks Greyhounds.
Racing HQ's News Hour gives you crucial interviews with trainers, jockeys and personalities. Plus, we have all the breaking news.
Darren Pearce is our first guest, CEO of the Australian Turf Club.
We were very delighted to get 24 owners trust us with their horses and apply to be the ATC's representative in the inaugural Everest.
This week, we'll have daily updates on the Group 1 George Bain at Randwick. Plus, all that's happening with the Newcastle Carnival. Back Tuesday morning at 9, Racing HQ's News Hour on Sky Sports Radio.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Hi Australia, Mike Joyce from the US Racing Television Network TVG here, and I know you've heard of Winx, but wait until you get a glimpse of US racing sensation Arrogate.
And they're into the stretch, and it's the Breeders' Cup winner. It's Arrogate in front, leading by 3 with an eighth of a mile to go. What a race! What a sport! What a horse! Arrogate rocks in the Pegasus!
Catch his final racing season on the track, right here, across the Sky Racing Network.
Who let the dogs out?
Sky Sports Radio presents the latest in greyhound racing every Monday morning. Going Greyhounds host Dave Carlson speaks with owners, trainers and club officials and spots the future winners. Monday mornings, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Yeah, the voices in that little ad there sound like Dave Carlson at about midnight on a Friday. Dave, good morning.
You know me too well, but good morning to you, mate.
Okay, it's... time to chat a bit of greyhounds. Let's look at the heats of the Dapto Megastar coming up. The Group 1 worth $75,000 to the winner. You've got the four heats coming up this week, names including Mr. Twister and Aqua Cheetah and El Magnifico, and the Victorian visitor Uphill Jill, who's won 25 of 46. Talk us through what's going to happen with the Megastar.
Well, actually, Kev, just to update you, the heats were run last Thursday night and the finals on this coming Thursday night. I'm actually going to be on track, and Jimmy Newbold will be back from holiday, so we're going to have all guns blazing at Dapto. I tell you, in the heats last Thursday night, last year's Adelaide Cup winner, Aqua Cheetah, for Shona Thompson, the runner-up in the recent Blacktop 2, was the fastest qualifier for the final at 29.72 from Box 8. And is again going to jump from the pink in the decider. As you said, $75,000 to the winner. That's great money. Jason McKay has been looking after Aqua Cheetah and doing a fantastic job as always. And Jason has a finalist himself. And it was Aqua Cheetah who beat Jason's runner, Riley Kokam, in the heat. Aqua Cheetah took off over the back, and Riley Kokam absolutely flew late. What about Jody Lord? Jody qualified 4 for last Sunday's Canberra Cup final and won it with champion model. Jody has 3 in the Dapto Megastar final: Asa Barbosa, Rowan Hill, and Zambora Cross. And Jody took out the Canberra Cup Megastar Double last year when Let It Develop won at Dapto. The box score for the Group 1 Dapto Megastar Final, Asa Barbosa in 1, Where Art Thou for Kayla Jane Coleman in 2, Another Gangster, Tracy Bryant, 3, Rowan Hill, Jody Lord, 4, Riley Tokam, Jason Mackay, 5, Barking Bad, Michael Eberrand, 6, Zambora Cross, Jody Lord, 7, Aqua Cheetah for Shona Thompson in 8. Reserves, another Jody Lord, Runner Bombshell, Bandit, and Uphill Gill, David Gill. Uphill Gill David was having trouble getting the greyhound across behind the boxes. Didn't want to go on Thursday night, and I think just below her best. So poor old David, he doesn't have much luck when he comes up to New South Wales, Kev.
So what's your thoughts in terms of who's going to win it, Dave?
Well, I think that it could be the Aqua Cheetah, Riley Tokam, Quinella, but I'm also very, very respectful of Rowan Hill for Jody Lord, even though that greyhound is in box number 4. And Jody's kennel's going absolutely great guns at the moment. Where Art Thou for Kayla Jane Coleman will be strong late, but look, I think from the 8 box, Aqua Cheetah, which is the favourite, is going to be very hard to beat, Kev.
All righty. So will you be there on track Thursday night, Dave? Of course you will.
I certainly will be there and doing all the news, all the interviews, the late mail, and Timmy Newbold will be upstairs calling all the action. So head to Dapto. It'll be a fantastic night this coming Thursday night.
Okay. Let's look last Thursday. Then we had the running of the SA Derby and the SA Oaks and the Derby Black Bombshell beating Bundles Galore, the Quinella for Enzo Crudelli, upsetting the Fave, and the Oaks with Angela Langton's Hugo Affair, the Fave, got home in 29.86. Talk us through the night at Angle Park.
Well, it was a great night in Adelaide. The Derby, Group 3 level, as you said. Enzo Crudelli, the Perth trainer, Quinellaing it. Black Bombshell, three quarters of a length was the margin, 29.79 to the winner. And Bundles Galore running home. But look, Black Bombshell was dominant, jumped perfectly from box 3, led all the way. Enzo Crudelli says that he won't head back to Adelaide for next month's Adelaide Cup Series, but is considering the big spring races in Victoria, including the Melbourne Cup. Now, in the South Australian Derby, the hot favourite was Mapunga Blazer, but he was moderately away. He ran home for third, but he was just never in the hunt at all. So they were cheering in Perth. I reckon Pete O'Neill was probably jumping up and down in his broadcast box at Cannington, checking it out. And in the Group 3 South Australian Oaks final, it was a 1-2 finish for Angela Langton and her partner, Jeff Britton. Angela training Hugo Affair to victory. 29.86 was the time. Hugo Affair, the beautifully bred daughter of Barsha Bale and Gold Affair 2, jumped perfectly from the 4. The 5 dog wanted to get up the track, and it gave Hugo Affair plenty of room, and the greyhound led all the way. Paradiso Lass running second. And Hugo Affair has now won 5 from 9 and looks like heading to the Great Chase Series, which is a fantastic series going all around Victoria at Group 3 level, and that is on next month, and the Adelaide Cup Series starts soon. It's on in October as well, Kev.
Alrighty, Dave, we had the Casino Cup on Friday. Territora from Box 1 got home in 27.77, but it was slow out, but just sort of wore down the field and won, well, it looked comfortably in the end.
It did. Well, I tell you what, the Group 3 Casino Cup was run and won under stormy skies. Unfortunately for the club and participants, the final 2 races had to be abandoned because of the storm. And I spoke to Billy Newstead this morning, and he said that Territora was a bit upset by the storm. As you can imagine, animals don't like thunder and lightning. And also he said Snug was certainly was a bit upset by it too. But Territora saluted from box 1. This greyhound, I think it's 4 out of 4 from the red rug now. And it was just too good. I thought, as most people did, because it was very well backed Territora, that it'd be extremely hard to beat from the 1 box. It's trained by Ryan Newstead, the daughter of Don't Knock Him and King's Brace Sam, and settled in behind Warrior Rose, who jumped from box 2, heading towards the back, but then really careered away. 2 3/4 lengths was the winning margin, and the Queenslander Snug ran third. 16 wins from 32 starts for Territora, and the greyhound's been nommed for Lismore this Tuesday ahead of the forthcoming Lismore Cup heat. So that was Casino. Ryan Newstead's taking his kids on holidays. I think they're heading off today, so I won't be able to speak to him on going greyhounds tomorrow, but I'll get Bob Lane, the voice at the casino, and he can sum up the cup for us at 10:30 tomorrow, Kev.
Alrighty, Dave, and the Top Cat Video Cup at the Meadows, Group 3, couple of heats, Fantabale, burn one down. You just couldn't ask for anything more, really, than having those two. They just were outstanding.
Yeah, they were super short, as you'd expect. The star stays and the two heats of the Group 3 Top Cat Video Cup at the Meadows, and they certainly didn't disappoint. Australian Greyhound of the Year, Fantabale, won her heat from box four in 42 and 41 from the smart New South Wales chaser Packy Keeping from the Charmaine Roberts kennel, with McIver Ferner in third place. The other heat was the defending champion Burn One Down, the time 42 and 50. Catalora was second, very consistent, and Marty Hallinan's dog Simon Keeping ran third. So looking forward to that final next Saturday night, and well, the Meadows in for a big October as well, Kev.
Yeah, that was wonderful seeing the great champs do what they do best. And then you speak of big races. What about the Irish Derby run early this morning? The favourite led from start to finish. Good news. Picked up €150,000. Not a bad day's work.
Well, Shelbourne Park was rocking last night, and I'm sure that the party is still going. It's probably only about close to midnight in Dublin now. But, yeah, good news, the $2.75 equal favourite from box two, Little the Way, 29.37 was the time. The runner-up, Black Farron, and the equal favourite, Sonic, from box six, finished third. Good news is trade in Tipperary, and it really gave Pat Guilfoyle an extra reason to celebrate, because it was his first Irish Derby victory. One of my mates, his wife, Eilish, is from Tipperary, so no doubt she's probably celebrating at the moment as well. So good news, taking out the Irish Derby. What about good tipping? What about Bunny Brash? Johnny Brash at Ipswich last night, or yesterday afternoon into the evening, tipped 9 out of the 10 winners. He was 9 out of 9, Kev, come to the last race. He tipped the favourite and it got rolled.
Oh, no. No. Jeez. 9 out of 10. Geez, anybody would take that on a good day. 9 out of 9 with the favourite letting him down. Doesn't happen often, Dave.
Nah, the favourite was trained by Darren Russell. Bunny told me he's going to have a word to Darren. Just in some other news, Kev, just to round off our chat, the four meetings scheduled for the Gardens next month in October have been transferred to Richmond and Gosford, while the Gardens track undergoes a total redevelopment. Work's going to be done on the track surface, including the base, the depth, and making new and safer canvas. So the Gardens meetings, the four meetings for October, off to Richmond and Gosford.
I was just on a calculator then, working out €150,000 is $227,365.63, the first price for the Irish Derby. It's not a bad day's work. All righty, Dave, going greyhounds tomorrow. Who are your guests?
Well, I'm going to speak with Jodie Lord, really speaking to Jode. As I mentioned, she had four runners in the Canberra Cup final last Sunday, including the winner. She's got three runners plus the first reserve in the Group 1 Dapto Megastar this Thursday night. So Jodie Lord's coming on. I'll put in a call to Bob Lane at Casino with the Casino Cup wrap, Angela Langton about the win of Hoogur Affair in the South Australian Oaks, and Pete Fenimore from New Zealand, Manawatu. Some good group racing coming up tomorrow, and Ring the Bell, the the former Aussie chaser, is in there, and Runway Bono, the former New South Wales chaser, as well. So plenty to go on Sky Sports Radio right here at 10:30 tomorrow morning, Kev.
And you're coming into work today, Dave, yes? On your way into work?
I thought I might pop by. Yeah, myself and Tony Brassell on Sky Racing 1 from 1 o'clock. So the Brassell have plenty of winners, and we'll have a great afternoon.
All righty, Dave. Always a pleasure, mate. Speak to you soon, and enjoy going greyhounds tomorrow, mate.
Thanks very much for having me on, Kev.
Dave Carlson, wrapping up Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Almost 11 o'clock. We might pick up coverage here from the third at Manukau Grace here this morning. They're about to get set here. The favourite is in box five. Just One Smile starts $1.50.
As they lock them away here for race three. $1.50 now, $1.62. Here we go. See if we can spot the yellow as they jump in. Set and ready. Racing just one smile, stride slow, early speed out by there. We go to Big Time Alley, drives the lead round the outside of runners. There would have been Southern Blue, that's been followed back there now by a jump up. So that next run around the outside was Wong Way. Favourite, not in this, just one smile towards the tail of the field there. Big Time Shake, Hello Star, but up they come, Big Time Alley. Then we go Southern Blue, nice followed back there by Wong all along, Wong Way. That's been followed back, the favourite, just one smile, disappointed. And at the tail of the field there, we would have Big Time Shake.